Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install, second date update. Can we get a listener of ours to a second date with somebody they've met and gone out on a first date with? If this has happened to you, we'd love to have you on Second Date Update. Sign up at 1029thewolf.com.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Kim?
Yes.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for emailing us. Welcome to Second Date Update. Are you ready to try to find out what has happened to Brian?
I'm so ready. Like, I'm really glad that you picked me because I would absolutely love it if you could reconnect me with Brian.
Yeah, we're going to do our best. We don't always do a great job, but I feel like we try. We give it the old college try. So how'd you guys meet?
We met on Bumble. Things kind of moved really slowly. I wasn't even sure for a while, like, if we were going to meet up, but eventually everything came together.
Okay. And what was the reason for it starting off or moving so slow?
So we are on totally different schedules. Like, I like to text at night, and he's, like, more of a morning person.
Okay, can understand that. So what was the first date like when you finally got it together?
It was really fun. Like, we just went out for tacos and margaritas, and I don't know, I feel like we got along really well, maybe even too well.
God, and it's Taco Tuesday today. That sounds delicious. Margaritas?
Sure does.
Did anything awkward, and we asked this, Kim, just so you know, we asked this of everybody we have on Second Date Update. Was there something strange or awkward that might have happened while you guys were out?
I honestly don't think so. Like, he was so flirty the whole time. He was, like, complimenting everything about me. I thought he was going to give me a complex.
And that's strange. So
funny.
Yeah, and you haven't heard. Yeah. So he pays you all these compliments. You have a great first date, and then nothing. And only you.
No.
Yeah, and you've texted him, obviously, since that first date and called?
Yep. Yeah, yep. And it's been about, it's like 2 weeks since I've heard from him.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We are going to try to get Brian on the air with us, Kim. And if so, hopefully we can get some answers to your question, get some resolutions here, get you to a second date, perhaps, or at least get some answers. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
All right.
Thank you.
Awesome. We'll be right back. Second Date Update. Thunder and PT with Brian and Kim next on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
If you want to catch the latest Second Date Updates, if you miss one or want to share them with a friend or coworker, just go to 1029thewolf.com. Click on Podcast, the Thunder and PT Repeat. Our listener, Kim, is trying to figure out what happened to Brian after a great first date.
It was really fun. Like, we just went out for tacos and margaritas, and I don't know, I feel like we got along really well, maybe even too well.
But she hasn't heard from him since that great first date, and she just wants to know what happened. Second Date Update brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install.
Hello?
Hi, Brian.
Yeah, who is it?
Brian, good morning. Brian, it's Thunder and PT. We do the morning show at 102.9 The Wolf, and we do a segment on our show called Second Date Update, and we're just wondering if you could be so kind to give us just a minute of your time to ask you about a date you went on.
Okay. I mean, it depends what you want to ask me. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to tell you everything.
Okay. So we got your number from Kim. I guess we'll kind of cross that bridge when we get there, but maybe just, like, do you remember this date with Kim? And, you know, just how would you rate the date? Like, on a scale of, you know, 1 to 4?
Oh man. It wasn't great. Like, I'm going to have to give it a 2. Like, she's cool, but I don't think we're for each other.
Okay.
Okay. What do you mean by that? Why do you think that?
Okay, so she did some things on the date. Like, I would never do in a million years. Like, I could see why some people would be into her, but not me, man.
Okay, and...
Could you elaborate on those?
What was it that she did, Brian?
Okay, so she's just sort of like, I don't know how to say this, like, she's trashy. Like, I don't want to be mean, but she asked the waiters to wrap our margaritas up to go.
Okay, and did they do this?
They do that?
Is that legal? Because that's something I would think I would ask.
Yeah, like the waiter brought those like soup containers. They brought those to the table for us to take them home.
That is awesome. We got to get the name of this place, by the way, when we get off the air here. Okay, so I'm sorry I interrupted you. So was that somehow embarrassing to you?
Yeah, I was so embarrassed, and Kim didn't even notice. Like, it was humiliating. Like, there wasn't even a lot left in her drink.
So I guess what was embarrassing to you about, you just didn't like the fact that he was just awkward or something like that, or weird or rude or what?
Yeah, like, I would never do that in a million years.
Did you say anything to her about it?
No, like, at that point I knew it was over. Like, so I let it go and I decided to just, like, move on with my life.
Brian, you got to hang on a second.
Brian, we actually have Kim on the call right now.
I was trying not to be wasteful. Like, you spent money on those drinks. There was, like, no reason to throw them out.
It was a first date. Like, if we're married for 10 years, then yeah, I would get it.
Honestly, like, I can't really believe you. You're judging me because I didn't want to waste our margaritas.
Okay, but did you see anyone else doggy bagging their drinks? No one does that. You drink them or you leave them.
Yeah, can I just interrupt?
I'm kind of with Brian. I'm like, what, for me,
are you
like
serious?
Brooke sometimes.
Wait a minute. When is the last time you left a drink on the table?
Well, I don't leave drinks on the table, but I'm not bringing them with me, though.
Why? Well, if you
I
could.
I always tell Brooke, I'm like, hey, finish that drink.
I know with wine bottles, if you don't finish the bottle, they cork it and they give it to you, and I think they put it in a bag, but it's perfectly legal as long as I don't. I think it's like in your trunk or where it's out of reach. I never knew about it with margaritas. This is, to me, this is amazing.
this is your today old when
and
this
Kim,
happened.
I think this is brilliant that you.
Thank you.
Just you do this all the time?
Sometimes. Yeah, I'm not every time.
I would,
party.
I would not only get the drink doggy bag or cup or pint or whatever, but I would also order a couple more to go if this is legal. I don't know if this is even legal, but. Really, Brian, this is what's going to keep you? You think that's trashy, and this is going to keep you from going out on a second date with Kim?
Yeah, like, if I introduce her to my parents and she's, like, asking to bring the drinks home after that, my mom is not going to like that.
Aw, that's...
Just take it to the bathroom.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, just bring your own canteen or something, or water bottle with you, and Kim... Just have that water bottle with you when you go to Brian's parents' house, and then just empty it out.
Margarita in her water
and then
bottle.
Just take it the whole blender into the bathroom when they're not looking.
She won't get the wrong idea then.
Brian, I really feel like this is really an insignificant reason, but you know, that's what we're here for. What would you like to say, Kim?
Just I don't know. Cheers.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Okay.
Bye.
Right. Wow. So, Brian, and this is what we're here for. It's a no for you on a second date then because
That's
of this.
Still a big no. Yeah. You guys have not swayed me. I'm sorry.
I just feel like, Kim, there is just a whole bunch, so many guys listening right now that
would love
just,
the fact that she's saving her margaritas.
And you've got a to-go cup. I love it. Well, that might just be me. But anyway.
Party to go.
Speaking of to go, it's time for us to do that on Second Date Update.
Thank you.
Thunder and PT on The Wolf. Follow us on Facebook, 1029thewolf.com. Someone asked me
once in an interview. What was growing... This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.